Father of Rural Healthcare, Dr. Sem Pring Puangiao, age 100, is a true medical pioneer. Living to be 100 is truly remarkable. But for Dr. Sem Pring Puangiao, who celebrated his 100th birthday in May, public recognition is not only for his age, but also for his work that benefits public health. It is not easy to describe the contributions to Thailand's public health development made by Dr. Sem during his working life, which spans over 70 years. He was a pioneer in rural healthcare, and as time passed by, he laid a strong foundation for Thailand's medical and healthcare development and reform. Dr. Sem, who is also recognized as a dedicated mentor and educator, is currently in Ratchaviti Hospital due to old age. A graduate of medicine from Chulalongkorn University, Dr. Sem began his career as an intern in the Public Health Department under the Ministry of Interior. At the age of 24, he was stationed in Ampawa Samut Songkram in 1935, when cholera hit the province. He was located in a local temple and provided the simple treatment of saline solution to villagers suffering from cholera. When the saline solution ran short, Dr. Sem created a saline substitute by applying a local white liquor apparatus to purify water and added salt and sugar. His quick thinking and innovation saved many lives. After the epidemic, Dr. Sem returned to Bangkok and worked at Vajira Hospital, where he gained experience in several medical skills, including performing a cesarean and other surgery, and a bit of dentistry from his peers. His newly acquired skills came in handy when he returned to the rural areas. In 1936, he was appointed head of the Chiang Rai Provincial Hospital, which is now the Chiang Rai Prachanukro Hospital that currently serves a population of about 800,000. There he struggled with a shortage of medical facilities and personnel. However, Dr. Sem made a great effort to deal with problems at hand. During World War II, when medical supplies were short, Dr. Sem used a local herb, Vitex pedunculatus, or Tonka Sampik, to replace quinine to treat soldiers and patients with malaria. When the war was over, soldiers and people who joined the army were honored, but the young doctor became an unsung hero whose efforts went unnoticed. Dr. Sem has been known for his strong commitment and hard work. I have stayed with my patients until their last breath and have closed their eyes when they died. That's a beautiful death, he said in an article written when he was 96. With complete professional responsibilities, he has also proven to be a complete family man. In 1937, he married Chalam Piakesin, a nurse, and the couple have 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls. Dr. Sem's wife mused, "He's a devoted doctor who lives for his patients. When he delivered our child, he told me that his job was done and that he would take a nap because the next day he will have to take care of his patients." To ensure that their children were well taken care of, Dr. Sem asked his wife to quit her job and become a homemaker after she delivered their second child. In addition to the role of rural doctor and good father and husband, Dr. Sem is a pioneer and creator. He has been instrumental in fostering medical and public health administration that paved the way for the country's further development. He pushed for several public health development projects, including the establishment of provincial hospitals nationwide and nursing schools, aimed at producing nurses to work in the rural areas. One of his outstanding masterpieces is the rollout of a blood bank initiative in 1950, a mark of the level of acceptance and respect that he engendered among peers and people. Apart from medical and healthcare practice, he conducted his medical research activity examining why villagers in Chiang Kham died after eating wild boar, goiter studies at Mae Chan, and gallstone studies at Quan Payao, as well as studying herbs and plants for medical treatment. In 1951, Dr. Sem was appointed director of the Children's Hospital, which is today known as Ratchaviti Hospital, in order to serve the plague Phibun Songkram government's policy of decreasing the mortality rate in mothers and infants. He eventually resigned from the post in 1962, 8 years before retirement, and opened his own practice called the Bangkapi Osoth on Sukhumvit Road. When Professor Sanya Dhammasakti formed a government in 1973, Dr. Sem was named Deputy Health Minister and stayed in the position until 1975.